Chai FM.
Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Prof, good afternoon to you, and thanks again for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you again for having me.
So, Prof, we're going to talk about the very, very important issue of anti-vaxxers and vaccines this afternoon, but we have had a question on our SMS line saying, do we need to sanitize our groceries? Can you just address that quite quickly?
Just to elaborate. It's really not necessary. I think, groceries which come, the chances are of transmitting infection are so extremely remote. I think the important thing is when you come from outside your house is to wash your hands thoroughly. Maybe after you've unpacked, wash them again if you're quite still nervous that there may be some contamination. But really, I think the kind of risks of transmission are very, very small. Again, the thing is to avoid touching your face, your nose, mouth, and eyes, because that, again, you can inoculate. But an important thing is really frequent hand washing, so your hands aren't contaminated.
Okay, well, that's certainly useful. Thank you for that. We can all put our OCD a little bit away and just wash our hands instead of washing everything we bring into the home. Prof, let's move on to the very important discussion about anti-vaccination and vaccine hesitancy. Where does this come from? Why are there so many crackpots out there?
This is one of the problems. It's interesting that so many people, many people are so really impatient. Why is it taking so long to develop a vaccine? People, I think, are relying on a vaccine to be the kind of be-all and end-all to get rid of the COVID-19 problem. So before we get on to asking vaccination, let me kind of just put a realistic view on this. Yes, we are all anticipating, hoping, praying for the imminent advent of an effective vaccine. And why it's taking so long is because it takes long to kind of totally assess, is a vaccine working? That doesn't take so long. Is a vaccine safe? That takes quite a long time. So it goes through what you call phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 trials. The phase 3 trial is the one for efficacy where they look at a large number, about 30,000 people. But, having said all this, the amount, we actually had a program on this last Wednesday, and we went through why there is such an intensive investigation of vaccines. Vaccine manufacturers and the vaccine scientists are very cognizant of the fact that the public needs to be reassured about the safety of vaccines. Vaccines, unlike medicines, vaccines are given vastly, in the vast majority of cases, to healthy people, whereas medicines are given to sick people. Sure. So that kind of balance between safety and efficacy in the case of vaccines must be extremely heavily weighted towards vaccines. Vaccines need to go very, very rigorous investigations and evaluation that they are totally safe. And this is really kind of, I think, where the kind of issues come in. I think we need to kind of distinguish between vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaccination. Okay. Vaccine hesitancy are people that are justifiably, I think, concerned about the safety of vaccines because, in the remote past, there have been problems with vaccines. Not anymore. Modern vaccines are extremely, extremely safe. But out of interest, they did, an Associated Press did a really recent, I think it was about a week ago, a survey. They asked the question, if a vaccine against coronavirus becomes available, do you plan to get vaccinated? This was done in America. And it's interesting that overall, only 49%, just under half, said yes, they would get vaccinated. 51% said no. Now, the ones who said no definitely were 20%. Those who are not sure, 31%. That's overall. Interesting, if you break it down by age, the younger folk, that's 18 to 59, that's also, I guess, young, relatively, 40% said, 40% went from 49 to 40% said yes. The no's were 23% and not sure's 35%. So there still is a bit of kind of a hesitancy about, having that vaccine, put into your arms. And I guess, it's really a kind of a product of the time that this is a novel vaccine. It's been fast tracked at breakneck speed, lightning speed. It's been highly politicized. The pandemic itself has been relatively badly mishandled. So people are justifiably, I guess, a bit nervous. And again, I think it's really up to us as a scientific community to kind of portray that these vaccines are very, very safe. You know, at the moment, there are now four vaccines which are going into phase three trials. Now, the phase three are the kind of final trial, which looks at both. It looks at both safety and it looks at efficacy as well. They're enrolling about 30,000 volunteers for each of these four trials. There's one in America. There's one in the UK. The UK also involves South Africa. It's also being evaluated here, and two from China. So that's vaccine hesitancy. But then you can also get the anti-vaccination lobby. Now, this is quite different to vaccine hesitancy. Anti-vaccination lobby are the folks who kind of invent conspiracy theories that the pharmaceutical companies are just out for a profit. There's no adequate safety. Maybe it's a nefarious government profit project to try and do whatever. Sometimes it's for sterilization. Sometimes it's for whatever. And that's really a product of our social media problem. You know, where the social media propagate these conspiracy theories. And people are worried that it's not natural, for example. It's much better to get a natural infection, even though there's about a 2 or 3% fatality and many more are sick. Or alternatively, that there are dud batches, they sometimes talk about. That's the anti-vaccination. And these are people who won't have any vaccines, even the proven vaccines. And one of the problems, of course, is that vaccines are the product of their own success. You know, we don't see much measles. We don't see polio at all in this country. And that's because of the success of vaccine. So people in the anti-vaccination lobby say, well, you know, it's not around. Why kind of risk having the vaccine? Or alternatively, they rely on other people, other kids to be vaccinated and rely on herd immunity. And again, it's been proven that those who kind of duck out of being vaccinated because relying on herd immunity, they are considerably more likely to get those vaccine-preventable infections. So it's actually kind of ironic that even now in the coronavirus era, where everybody's so desperately wanting a vaccine, you get the anti-vaccination lobbyists as well with placards. I won't read out what some of the placards say because it's not good to say it in public, but I think you can use your imagination a bit.
No, absolutely. No, it's very, very closely aligned to a particular political viewpoint that you may have on the world, and there's nothing that anybody will ever say that will manage to convince them otherwise. Prof, thank you for your time. We're going to leave it there. I just want to put out a question to you. Maybe we discuss this tomorrow, Prof, because we are out of time today, but Charles asked a short while ago via Telegram, are we still going to have a second wave of COVID? I think that's a really good question. Maybe we can chat about that tomorrow. And then Clive, just a comment he's making. Do you expect me to trust them when they say that hydroxychloroquine does not work? But we are out of time. Maybe we address those issues tomorrow, Prof.
Okay, fine. Great, Simon. Thanks.